Every year, thousands of young people want to study in Great Britain. They come from a range of backgrounds and have varying expectations of what their study in the country will be like and how to apply to the university. Today, I'd like to talk on universities and colleges in Britain. There are 45 universities, 30 polytechnics, and about 1,000 major technical, commercial, education, and art colleges in the UK. In 1973 to 1974, there were over 251,200 full-time students in universities, of whom almost 10% were from overseas. A total of nearly 276,350 students attending full-time courses in establishments of further education, and about 130,270 in colleges of education. University first degree courses in arts and sciences are normally of 3 or 4 years duration, and, with very few exceptions, students are not admitted for any shorter period of study. The academic year normally extends from October to June and is divided into 3 terms. Information about courses and entrance requirements should be obtained by writing direct to the university at least 12 months before the proposed date of admission. All applications for admission are dealt with by the university's Central Council on Admissions, the UCA, to which all candidates seeking admission to a full-time internal first degree course or a first diploma course of more than 1 year's duration must apply. Full details of the admission procedure are to be found in the UCA handbook, How to Apply for Admission to a University. A copy of this handbook and the standard application form should be obtained from the UCA at P.O. Box 28, Cheltenham and Gloucestershire, GL501HY. The application form must be returned to the UCA by a stated closing date, usually in December, October for Oxford and Cambridge. The UCA will continue to send application forms to universities for consideration at their discretion for a limited period after the 15th of December. But candidates are strongly advised to ensure that their application forms reach the UCA by the stated closing date to help their chances of selection. Candidates who fail to obtain a place in the initial selection period are automatically put into the clearinghouse scheme in June-July, when these candidates' application forms are again sent to those universities which still have vacancies. Students from the following countries should send their application forms to the UCA via the Overseas Student Office of their own country in London: Bahamas, Brunei, Cyprus, Ghana, Guyana, India, Luxembourg, Singapore, Tanzania, Thailand, and Uganda. Graduates of a university in Britain or overseas who wish to take another first degree course should approach the university concerned to require whether it wishes them to apply direct or through the central UCA scheme. Now, let's turn to transfer. It is very rare for a student who has begun a first degree course at one university in Britain to transfer to another British university with a view to completing it there. And there is no provision for the automatic granting of credit for university studies already undertaken. Students who have already completed some university-level study should make inquiries directly with the individual university. To be considered for admission, a candidate must show that his earlier education has qualified him to enter the course and that he speaks, writes, and understands English sufficiently well. The usual minimum qualifications for entry to a first degree course in a university are good passes in the General Certificate of Education, the British School Leaving Examination, either 3 passes at ordinary level and 2 advanced level, or 1 at ordinary level and 3 at advanced level. A certificate which gives admission to a university in the candidate's own country will be taken into consideration for admission to a British university. But a university may still require passes in some subjects of the GCE or an equivalent examination. It should be noted that possession of the minimum entrance requirements does not guarantee admission. Selection is competitive and each application is judged on its merits. The British Council offices overseas and the Schools Council, 160 Great Portland Street, London W1N6LL, are prepared to offer advice on the acceptability of specific overseas qualifications in place of the British General Certificate of Education. A copy of the original certificate and, where appropriate, an approved translation should accompany all inquiries.